Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi.
617 Studio 8-8. We're actually gathered here on the banks of the Raging River. And to our friends around the globe, welcome to the place called Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. It's a spot where the music gets the play, but the chatter makes the day. And we're here at Bill's Whitewater Canoe Livery for our annual tip and flip contest down the lazy river. Kevy's on inspection.
Okay.
Tori's floating.
That's right.
Gerald's navigating.
Oh,
Gordy's on life vests.
I'm sinking.
Buddy's mastering the rollover. And Joe's perfecting his banjo paddle. That's right. And William's insisting he won't do the whitewater thing. So, on this international.
Sing a happy song day. If your life has a song, nothing much can go wrong, Bill.
Got his life vest on. He's got his paddle in one hand, homecoming microphone in the other, recently named by Canoe Magazine as Rocket Gator of the Year.
Who writes this stuff?
It's Bill. I row and I paddle, and it's always a battle, Gaither.
And all of my guests today can handle the musical rapids with the best of them. Karen Pack, Canton Junction, Jason Crabb.
The Vocal Band, Jeff and Sherry, Willie Phipps, Tally's, William. It's going to be a run the rapids kind of day.
Crank it up, Bill. Let's go with the homecoming game.
Here's Janet and the entire gang singing Lead Me to the Rock.
Stone-like sea, where those always start troubling me, where it seems there's no refuge I can find. Oh, I know where there's a place. I found a haven of sweet rest, just around by the tower that will stand every test of time. Brother David said, lead me to the rock. Or won't somebody lead me to that rock? See, Jesus is a rock of my salvation. Oh, he's a sure foundation. Oh, my Jesus is a rock on which I stand. All that the ground is shaking, say.
Public service announcement today is Clergy Appreciation Day.
Oh, this is good.
Your pastor works hard for your congregation and deserves a thank you.
Uh-huh.
So give him a call, send him some cookies, bake him a cake, send him a Gaither video or a gift card. Do whatever you can do to say thank you.
Shout out to my pastor, Steve Berger, Grace Chapel.
Yes.
GraceChapel.net.
They'll appreciate it. Here's a vocal band. It's going to be a better day.
Could that view from your window be a little bit brighter? Could that load you've been carrying feel a little bit lighter? Well, hold on,
hold on,
Just hold on.
Just hold on.
That crayon sun's got a smile on his face. Those clouds hanging round, no, they ain't gonna stay. Keep your arms wide open, cause it's heading your way. Look up yonder, there's a better day, better day. Could that rain you've been walking through, oh, not that much longer. Well, hold on.
Just hold on.
Just hold on. That crayon sun's got a smile on his face. Those clouds hanging round, oh, they ain't gonna stay. Keep your arms wide, cause it's heading your way.
Look
up yonder, there's a better day, better day, better day,
better day.
Keep your arms wide open, cause it's heading your way.
Look
up yonder, there's a better day, better day.
Singing,
be a little bit sweeter.
Oh, the crayon sun's got a smile on his face. Those clouds hanging round, no, they ain't gonna stay.
Keep your arms wide open, cause it's heading your way.
Look up,
look up, there's a better day. Listen to him sing.
There's gonna be a better day. There's gonna be
a better day.
Well, 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 another lowly award this week. The Cynical Society of Safety Subsystems meeting at Sam's and Jam's Speed Shack and Supermarket in Sea Caucus gave us their No Spark Award, saying our words have lost their thrill and they no longer fit the bill.
Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, I think their spark plugs are a tad corroded, but anyhow, here's the word of the day. Trixotropy.
Let me save you the trouble here. Trixotropy. Trixotropy.
Wow. Okay.
I bet you know.
Well, I do, Bill. You know, Trixotropy was the star of stage and nearly silent film. Yeah. And a lot of folks, you may not remember, it was pretty long ago. She actually began singing in the, in the church choir. She was a 12-year-old, blonde-haired, rosy-cheeked monotone. And then she moved into vaudeville. She was a ventriloquist dummy for many years. And then she sang with her siblings, the Tropy sisters and Ronnie.
Oh, sweet Ronnie.
She co-starred with Charlie Chaplin in a huge movie, sang the title cut, Gone with the Wind Beneath My Wings of a Snow White Dove.
Yet.
That was Trixie.
Back to you, Eddie.
Trixie Trophy. Well, you know, another alternate meaning might be touching, as in some people like gentle Trixotopy.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, well.
I'm
tired from that one.
Yeah.
You've got Homecoming Radio, and this is Karen Peck and New River.
middle of the battle, when all that really matters is a place where I can find relief. I even start to wonder if the stress I'm under is turning my joy into grief. I've been beat down, back down, found myself on the ground, thought I wouldn't lose my mind. Then I opened up the Bible and found I could rely on Ephesians chapter 1. God says I'm blessed, I'm chosen, I'm adopted, I'm favored, redeemed, yeah, I'm forgiven. Makes me want to sing, I'm a child of the King, and now I'm a real 11. By the blood of the Lamb, I know who I am, God said it and it's already done. When the devil comes in, I remind him again of Ephesians chapter 1. The struggle almost took me out, but I found that God was working in the middle of the hurting. So I trust him and I don't have a doubt that his fear taking away, making chain, bringing life, changing power's gonna see me through. So I'm never gonna worry even when he doesn't hurry, cause I know what the Lord can do. God says I'm blessed, I'm chosen, I'm adopted, I'm favored, redeemed, yeah, I'm forgiven. Makes me wanna sing, I'm a child of the King, and now I'm a real 11. By the blood of the Lamb, I know who I am. God said it and it's already done. When the devil comes in, I remind him again of Ephesians chapter 1. Amen. Yes, I'm chosen, I'm adopted, I'm forgiven. Redeemed, I'm favored, and now I'm really living. Adopted and favored, redeemed, yeah, I'm forgiven. Makes me want to sing, I'm a child of the King, and now I'm a real 11. By the blood of the Lamb, I know who I am. God said it and it's already done. When the devil comes in, I remind him again of Ephesians chapter 1. I open up my Bible and know I can rely on Ephesians chapter 1.
Gerald.
Yes.
Wow, you know everything about gospel music.
Oh.
He sure does.
There's a group called Canton Junction. What does that mean?
Well, I only know about half as much as you, Bill, because I'm half your age. But I do know that a junction is a spot at which different roads meet. And Canton is a little town in Texas where they have a big flea market one Monday of the month. So I would assume it means... Well, a junction in Canton.
You're wrong. It means good things coming together. I heard him say that the other night.
It was a typical day in the neighborhood. The sun was shining and life was good. Old man Johnson was a-trimming the lawn. And Miss Purvis had dinner on well. Around the corner was the talk of the town, who did something that he'll never live down. He built a boat over 40 feet high when there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
It wasn't raining when Noah obeyed. It wasn't raining, but he worked anyway.
Before the heavens opened and the water step out in faith.
Before the rain, before the rain.
Every morning without fail, Noah was hauling lumber and hammering nails.
He trusted God about what was ahead. The neighbors said it wasn't raining when Noah obeyed. It wasn't raining, but he worked anyway.
Before the heavens opened and the waters rose, he chose to step out in faith.
Before the
seems strange and crazy to do.
blessings will come, and you'll know it's true. It wasn't raining when Noah obeyed. It wasn't raining, but he worked anyway.
Before the heavens opened and the water rose, oh, they rose. He chose to step out in faith
before the rain.
The Tallies doing one of their great up-tempo songs, Somebody Oughta Testify.
Somebody oughta testify. Oh, 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 somebody oughta testify. For God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody oughta testify. Somebody oughta testify.
I fell down on my knees and I called on God in prayer. Thanked Him for His blessings and named them one by one. But most of all, I thank You, Lord, for all You've done. Hey!
Somebody ought to testify.
Testify how God took out the heat in the fiery fire. Come here, Daniel, what do you have to say? The lion's worming pills for my head today.
Somebody ought to testify. Oh, somebody ought to testify. For God I'll live, for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify.
If God's been good to you,
tell Him His goodness.
You ought to testify.
Testify.
Can I get a witness?
Tell Him His goodness.
Get up,
get up. Testify.
Somebody shout, glory.
Tell Him His goodness.
Get up,
get up. Testify.
Get up,
get up.
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 Get up,
get up. Somebody ought to testify.
These are three wonderful guys, the Three Bridges, singing their great song, Coolin' Water.
My soul was sinking in a world of sin, but grace and mercy, they took me in. Took my feet out of the miry clay and placed them on a rock to stay. Yeah.
Oh, what a relief it was.
When God rescued me, He loosed my chains
that had me bound.
But then He set me free, and it felt like
cooling water.
Yes, it did.
Cooling water,
just like
cooling water,
sweet water.
Cooling water,
cooling water.
We receive many gracious notes from our listeners every week. Here's a few.
You guys are having too much fun. I wish I could just sit there and watch. No, I don't know.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
I love it all, including Kevin's words.
Yeah!
Ding! I'm convinced he doesn't have all his cornflakes in one box.
Oh, wow.
Love the show. That was Cheryl.
This is from Connie. She said, I've been listening from day one. You give me reason to praise, and you always keep my cup of hope and faith full and running over. Thank you a million times.
Keep the joy coming. I grew up on Gaither music. Boy, a lot of generations grew up on Gaither music. And your anointing is cherished by my family and by me. I'm looking forward to heaven when we'll all be part of that heavenly choir. It's going to be great. And that's from Faith.
And thanks for brightening our day. It means more than you will ever know. Music selections are the best. Blessings, Joe. We love your notes. Keep them coming. It's one thing for us to do what we do, but it's good to feel you out there. And the only way we can do that is through email, for you dropping us notes and letting us know. I remember back in the old days, the radio guys used to say, keep those cards and letters coming.
Right.
I thought, what did that mean? It just meant they just want to know somebody's out there listening.
That's right.
So let us know. Greater vision. It pays to pray.
Hand in hand at the altar, in tears of celebration, we'd never seen them smile like this before. She'd spent her life a praying, on bended knee a staying, and this morning he surrendered to the Lord. There's a message in their story. Only God can get the glory when a child of His keeps knocking at the door. It pays to pray. It pays to call upon His name. It pays to pray. To see a miracle displayed, you'll forget the word impossible. When you seek the Savior's face, you'll know He will make a way. It pays to pray. You're tempted to quit praying. You feel He's never listening. The time has come, and you must make a choice. Do you stop believing? Forget what you've been seeking? Or do you resolve that Jesus hears your voice? He will hush the angel praises just to hear what you are saying. And at any moment now you will rejoice. It pays to pray. It pays to call upon His name. It pays to pray. To see a miracle displayed, you'll forget the word impossible. When you see Savior's face, you'll know He will make a way. It pays to pray. You'll forget the word impossible when you seek the Savior's face. You'll know He will make a way. It pays to pray. Prayer is just as big.
Our goal today was to sing some happy songs that would make your day. And I know that we have done that, and we'll do it again real soon. Thanks for coming.
If you cyber surf, JedByHomecomingRadio.com, where you can
download our free Homecoming Radio app to your smartphone and get all the information about our live concerts and check out our latest videos.
Come hang out on our Facebook page. We always have fun over there. It's the place you can leave us a note. Also, homecomingradio.com.
And we are thankful for our great Homecoming Radio stations. We're going to salute some in North Dakota, Bill. KBMW, KHRT, KSBJ, and KURL. We say a big
salute.
Hey, thanks everybody for joining us for this week's Homecoming Radio show. We hope you'll join us again next week, where we'll have more fun, or at least we'll try it to.
I can't have any more fun.
And this bit of wisdom as I'm leaving, misers are not fun to live with, but they make wonderful ancestors. We'll see you next week.
Oh, that's good.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang saying, later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.